You are Locked On Twins, your daily Minnesota Twins podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And welcome to the Locked On Minnesota Twins podcast. Today is September 2nd. Wow. And I'm your gracious host, Nash Walker. Today's episode is brought to you by Locked On MLB. Join walking baseball encyclopedia Paul Francis Sullivan, please call him Sully, every day on Locked On MLB for a unique look at the majors, both present and past, featuring exciting guest interviews and routine check-ins from the Locked On MLB Network's team of local experts. Subscribe to Locked On MLB today on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Sully's great. Go subscribe, Locked On MLB. Again, this is Nash Walker, writer at Twins Daily, lifelong Twins fan, bringing you 5 days a week coverage on the Minnesota Twins. Last 2 days, we had a crossover episode, two parts, both parts very good, in my opinion, with Matt Braun, writer at Twins Daily. I thought especially yesterday's episode discussing Byron Buxton and how that's such a big decision for the Twins here this offseason to trade, hold, or extend. Both sides of that argument, we took kind of opposite stances on it. Or just we happen to believe in the opposite sides of that argument, I think. And I think it turned out to be a really good episode. So check that out wherever you're listening to this episode now. Joe Ryan made his debut last night. And Twins fans are very excited about Joe Ryan's debut. I think at this time of year, one of the best parts about – I mean, I think the best part about baseball and Major League Baseball is farm systems. I think – the minors and watching guys come up and make their debuts, guys you've known about for years, you follow them in the minors, they finally come up and pitch or hit or play for your team, and it's just really exciting. I mean, there's nothing like it, and I can't even imagine for him and his family what that's like going on this complete journey. But even, I mean, Joe Ryan's been in the system for a couple weeks, and it's still really cool. And it's also really cool because, you know, he's forever going to be tied to Nelson Cruz, and Nelson Cruz is going to be remembered forever in Twins territory for the impact that he brought on and off the field for the Twins. So it's also cool in that way that we're starting to see more value from Nelson Cruz. Like this, I think of it in that way, like Joe Ryan is in Minnesota because Nelson Cruz is so amazing, and they were able to get Joe Ryan and Drew Strotman because of Nelson Cruz. So that's what I think about as well. But he pitched last night. I thought he pitched well against the Cubs. We're going to talk about his outing, questions with him long term, and what his outing means for the future for the Twins, because we know they have rotation spots to fill galore, and they need guys like Joe Ryan to come up and have some success. So my main takeaway here, watch this first inning against the Cubs, and I was watching, and this Cubs lineup, this is like very important as we talk about this game last night. This Cubs lineup, 1-9, is the worst in baseball. I don't think there's any question about it right now. They have two guys who I think, you know, have had good years. I'm pretty sure they're career minor leaguers in Patrick Wisdom and Frank Schwindel. Everyone else, Wilson Contreras didn't play last night. Ian Happ's having a horrible year. Everyone else is not good. A lot of, you know, AAA guys, AA guys that are in this lineup. That's important to remember when we talk about Ryan's outing. That's not to take it away from him, but as we look at trends from the outing, just think about how it might have gone in that way against a good lineup. And we'll see in September how he does against better lineups. But this Cubs lineup was awful last night. And I noticed right off the bat in the first inning, just the rise that he gets on that fastball. And Parker Hagemann tweeted about this today. The arm slot, Ryan's arm slot allows him to have that perceived rise. It's very interesting. His arm slot is like almost sidearm. It comes out from a very interesting slot, and he only averaged 90.8 miles an hour last night with the fastball. He maxed out at 93.7. He threw 63 fastballs, 71% fastballs, and remember that because that's important as we talk about him for the future. He got 33 swings, so it looked really good. 9 swings and misses, 27% whiff right there is solid. Threw a changeup at 11% of the time, averaged 82.4 miles an hour. I think it's a show me changeup. I think it's definitely a show me slider. And then the curveball, he just kind of flips up there at 71.5 miles an hour on average last night. 6 of them, 1 swing, no whiffs on the curve. Yeah, to me, this is when you hear about Joe Ryan and you hear about how good the fastball is and how he needs to continue to develop his off-speed stuff. To me, the changeup and the slider right now just look like show-me pitches. And what I mean by that is it's just I'm going to throw these because it's not a fastball. And instead of them being impact pitches, it's just I'm going to throw these up there. He threw 10 sliders last night. I think his slider's his key pitch. I mean, the changeup's important too. Keith Law wrote about Joe Ryan when he was in the Rays system and said his changeup was above average at that time. So I think if he can develop this slider, that's going to be huge. He threw 10 of them, 6 swings, 3 swings and misses last night on it. Averaged 81.8 miles an hour. If the Twins can work with Ryan like they worked with Bailey Ober to get a couple more ticks on that slider, that would probably help as well. And you can start to see him really dominate righties in that way with the fastball and then the slider. But yeah, my takeaways are that his arm slot is so low and creating that rising action that Parker was talking about is so apparent. You can see that. And I was watching that last night. And it's very effective getting up and into righties because that ball just gets on a – it looks like it's on a ramp. I tweeted this. You can follow me on Twitter at NashWalker9. Follow the show at Lockdown Twins. I tweeted that his fastballs look like they were on a ramp, like you were going up a ramp as the ball was coming in, and it's that rising effect. And hitters will swing it on plane, and it'll get right above their barrel. Low spin, though, and that's, you know, that's usually what comes with that rise effect is the spin, but it's the arm slot that creates that. More so than the spin. Like you think of Garrett Cole, you think of Max Scherzer, you think of other guys who throw fastballs that rise, Noah Syndergaard. It's because there's such high spin that it creates that effect. That's not the case for Ryan. I mean, he only averaged 2,100 RPMs on his four-seamer last night. His slider, super low spin, 2,100, just under 2,200 on the slider. It's not a high spin slider at all. For comparison, Griffin Jack's average is like 2,800, 2,900, gets a lot of spin on his slider. And Ryan just doesn't right now. He needs to fix that, needs to work on that. But for how fastball heavy he is and all the success he's had, moving up the minors, leading minor league baseball in strikeout rate in 2019, now making it to the bigs and looking good last night, it shows you that that pitch is elite, that it's an elite pitch. And that he can work off that. You know, it's a really good place to start to have a really good fastball. Let's look at, you know, some other takeaways from his debut and what to watch for in the future after the break. Does this sound familiar? You've got one device that lets you catch the game live, another that lets you stream your favorite shows, you're watching sports highlights on your phone, and you've got your neighbor's best friend's login for the good stuff. Well, I want to tell you about a simple way to get all that entertainment you love without the hassle and a great way to finally get your TV together. It's called DirecTV Stream, and it brings your live TV and on-demand favorites together like never before, so you can watch your favorite sports, movies, and shows all in one place. That means no more juggling remotes and no need to buy another device ever again. And the best part, there's no annual contract. So get rid of that clutter and the confusion and get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at DirecTV.com. That's DirecTV.com. Compatible device required. Content varies by package. That's DirecTV.com. Average exit velocity. So I mentioned Patrick Wisdom and Frank Schwindel and Ortega. I think it's Rafael Ortega has had a decent year for them leading off. But I'm looking at Schwindel and Wisdom, two right-handed hitters, Cubs' two best hitters in that lineup. In the first inning, average exit velocity, Schwindel was 88 miles an hour, and Wisdom struck out. The second time through the order, Schwindel sat on that fastball, knew it was coming, turned on it, hit a three-run homer at 101 miles an hour. Patrick Wisdom, exit velo, 105, hit it hard as well. So those guys adjusted to the fastball the second time. And that's why if you're Joe Ryan, and the Schwindel at-bat was interesting because he got him on a slider on the first pitch, I think it was, and Schwindel swung and missed. And then he tried to go back to the slider and put it in the dirt, and then he decided to go back to the fastball. But I think sometimes, like, if you face good right-handed hitters and you're Joe Ryan, the first time through, yeah, like, pound the fastball, you're going to surprise them with it, at least the first time they see you in a game. But the second time, like, I would consider going slider, 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 slider. If it was a good pitch, you'd be able to do that. And that's the difference. It's not a good pitch right now, so he's not able to do that. And he has to go back to the fastball, and Schwindel sat on it. And you know, props to Schwindel. That thing was way up in it. It wasn't a bad pitch per se, but they were starting to sit on it. And Glenn Perkins was talking about that last night. It doesn't matter how good of a pitch it is. You know, they're going to sit on it if it's still 91. Again, think of Garrett Cole. It's not fair to Joe Ryan to compare him to one of the best in the game, but think of Garrett Cole. His fastball is so good. He's got a great slider, too, and a good changeup, but his fastball is so good and so hard that he can get through a game going 2, 3, 4 times through an order, fastball reliant. But when you're only 90, 92 in that range, even if it does have a bunch of perceived rise, you still got to mix in other stuff. You have to. And I kind of saw that, and it's a very small sample last night, but you see that in Schwindel and Wisdom's plate appearances the first and second time. In the minors in 2021, righties hit 142 with a 476 OPS against Joe Ryan. So legitimately great against righties. And then lefties hit 209 with a 658 OPS, almost 200 points higher. That shows you that the changeup is not quite where he wants it to be probably, but still those are really good numbers. Overall last night, like, it feels like I'm nitpicking on some of the stuff, and it's more so that I'm thinking about the future for him and thinking about what he might be working on behind the scenes and what I've heard and read that he's working on behind the scenes. The Cubs went 3-for-18 off him last night, 167 with a homer and double, struck out 5 times and walked once. They hit 167 with a 211 on-base percentage and slugged 389 off him last night. Looks a lot like his minor league slash line, and this was a minor league lineup from the Cubs, but still, it's great to see him excel in his debut and do this well and pitch this well, being so reliant on his fastball. I thought it was really solid. Thought his outing was solid. Something I looked at, and this kind of leads me into the questions, can he stick as a starter? And when I ask that, I ask the same thing of Bailey Ober and Griffin Jacks. You're going to ask that, continue to ask that to yourself, hopefully, and I'll continue to analyze when Jordan Balazovic comes up, when Yoan Duran comes up, when all these guys come up, Josh Winder, watching, can they stick as a starter? And you look at the basic stuff, too. You look at, you know, getting lefties out if you're a right-handed pitcher, getting righties out if you're a left-handed pitcher. You know, getting through a lineup a second and a third time. We talk about those things a lot. But also holding velocity throughout a game. And he mixed it up. You know, he mentioned in the fifth inning, Dan Hayes reporting that he threw a bunch of breaking balls and off-speed stuff in the fifth inning. But you look at his fastball velocity. In the first, it was at 93. I think a lot of adrenaline for sure with all his friends and family there. Second inning dropped to 92, but still really good. Third inning, it dropped to 90.3 on average, his fastball. And he got beat up in the third inning. The fourth, it dropped to 89.8, and then by the fifth, it was down to 89.7. So you saw a 3-plus mile-an-hour drop. And again, it's his debut, and we're going to get a lot more data on him, even just in September, much less in 2022. But that's something to watch as well. Like, if you're going to be fastball-reliant throughout the game, you better have your best fastball throughout the game. And it's just, sometimes, like, if you're that fastball heavy, like I said, they're going to sit on it and they're going to wait for it. So you have to be able to develop other pitches. I said, where art thou slider? Throw a little bit more slide pieces to the righties, and I think that would benefit him a lot. I think Joe Ryan was good, though. I mean, I think he looked like a guy who can help the Twins in 2022 because the fastball is just on that plane. And I thought he got some really, like, flummox swings and misses on it. It's very, very, very similar to Bailey Ober's fastball, except the deception is different because Ober gets so much extension. Ryan kind of hides the ball, and then that arm slot is funky. So it's a different sort of deception, but it's very similar how it gets on hitters so quickly. It gets on you quicker than it actually reads on the gun. And David Ross said this last night. Dan Hayes reported this as well. David Ross saying it looked like it was more 96 than 92. You look up at the board and it's only 91, 92. It looks like it's 96. And that's all that deception and getting on you quickly. And Ryan does it. Ober does it. And it seems like, you know, honestly, Kenta Maeda did it before he's now undergone arm surgery and elbow surgery because his off-speed stuff was so good. He had a deceptively get on you fast fastball. And they're all three in different ways, but I think they're all three good examples of how that can benefit you and how you can get hitters out in different ways with a fastball that doesn't jump out. Let's look at some stats, some starters, highest four-seam usage. Can Joe Ryan keep that four-seam usage so high and still find success at the major league level? Let's look at some numbers after the break. Bet online is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball season is in full swing, and you can track all the action at Bet Online. Get all the latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting needs, including MLB, the NBA, the NHL, and all your UFC MMA action. Before the next pitch, head over to BetOnline on your laptop or mobile device. Check out all the great sporting news, sign up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their runs to the playoffs. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, your online sportsbook experts. That's promo code locked on. Promo code locked on. LOCKEDON. All one word for a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brand, specifications, and prices you prefer. Best of all, prices at RockAuto.com are always reliably low and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to RockAuto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Right, locked on there. How did you hear about us, box? So they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. Joe Ryan threw 71% fastballs last night. It's unprecedented fastball usage for a starter, because you look at this year, starters who have faced at least 250 hitters, these are the guys with the highest usage of their four-seam fastball. Number one's Robbie Ray, who's having a phenomenal year, is in the running for the Cy Young Award, 59.1%, so 12% less than Joe Ryan did last night. Carlos Rodon in second, also in the race for AL Cy Young, 58%. Trevor Rogers, great rookie for Miami, in running for NL Rookie of the Year, 57.9%. Andrew Heaney, Yankees, traded to the Yankees from the Angels, 57%. And our buddy Jay Happ, 55.8%. I'd say about 100% of those were crushed, those fastballs. Did you notice something about all five of those guys? Those are the leaders in four-seam usage. All left-handed pitchers. Robbie Ray, Carlos Rodon, Trevor Rogers, Andrew Heaney, Jay Happ, all lefties. Joe Ryan is not. Joe Ryan's a righty, and his fastball usage is much higher than that. It's interesting. You know, it's interesting that you see that from the lefties, and they you need a fastball. You usually need a big fastball to get right-handed hitters out as a lefty, or a really good changeup, or both, you know, or a great slider too on the back foot like Carlos Rodon. But someone that Joe Ryan and Dick Bramer pointed this out last night, I thought it was really a good comp, is Jake Odorizzi. I mean, you think about Odorizzi's fastball usage. Let's look at 2019 Jake Odorizzi, the best Jake Odorizzi that he's been of his career, used his fastball about 58% of the time, used that four-seamer. And again, it's not a fastball that jumps off the page. It's very much like Ryan's. I think it averaged 92.8 miles an hour that year or something like that. So right around 93 miles an hour. It's not a really big fastball, but he used it 58% of the time, found a ton of success on it. But you look at his other pitches, he had one other pitch, that splitter that he used 17% of the time. That was strong. Expected batting average on that pitch was 227, wOBA 275, slug 359. Those are expected numbers. And a 27% whiff rate helped him get lefties out for sure, but also because hitters are aware of his fastball, so then they're looking fastball, fastball, and then it's a splitter that ducks below the zone, gets swings and misses. Decent cutter that he used, but not a great pitch, and then just a terrible curveball that got crushed. But that's Jake Odorizzi's repertoire, like very simple formula. He throws fastballs at the top of the zone that get a lot of ride and that are deceptive and they get on you fast, like Joe Ryan and Bailey Ober. And he had a decent splitter that year that worked out. He was the Twins' most consistent starter, I'd say, throughout the year. Probably their best starter in the division-winning 2019 season. And, you know, parlayed that into getting the qualifying offer. Now is in Houston on a good deal. So he had a great year, and he was doing what I think Joe Ryan can do, and that's use your fastball a lot. But the main takeaway, I think, when you look back at Jake Odorizzi, who operates very similarly with his fastball to Joe Ryan, is that you need at least one other pitch. And I think for Ryan, it's got to be that slider. I think getting righties out in this division, you got so many good right-handed hitters, Eloy Jimenez, Jose Abreu, Luis Robert, all these guys in Chicago. You know, you got Framio Reyes in Cleveland. You got, you know, Whit Merrifield in Kansas City. You have a lot of right-handed hitters, good right-handed hitters in this division and in the American League. And I think it's going to be important for Joe Ryan to develop that slider also because his changeup was already lauded by Keith Law as a good pitch, you know, last year or in early 2021. So development of that slider is the main thing, and I'm hopeful because if anything else, I know we've lost a lot of faith, I think, and I have a little bit too, in Wes Johnson and just the entire coaching staff with pitching. But if anything else, they know their sliders. Like, they know how to tweak your slider. They know coming in what they like about your slider. The Twins have been a very slider-friendly organization the last couple of years, so I'm hopeful. And look what they did with Bailey Ober, bumping up to 84, 85. He's getting some whiffs on it. He looks great with the slider Monday in Detroit. So I'm hopeful that they can work with Joe Ryan to tighten it up, maybe make it a little harder, and then help him command it out of the same slot that his fastball comes out of. And I think they're going to be able to do that. And if they do, Joe Ryan's going to be at least a solid three because his fastball really is that good of a pitch. Now, it's interesting when you bring a guy up like this who uses that fastball so much, how when he sees the same guys over and over, and this is a problem for a lot of pitchers. You don't want to see the same guys over and over. But if you were to pitch against the Cubs again, I would be interested to see how they would adjust to him. And I think they tried to adjust, and it's going to be a constant battle, I think, for him and for opponents of you're expecting fastball. I threw you five fastballs in your first at bat. Now I'm going to flip this slider up there for a strike on the outside corner, or it's an 0-2 count. You're expecting fastball, and I'm going to dot up a slider down in a way that looks great but darts out of the zone, and you swing and miss because you think it's a fastball in the outer half. Things like that. He's going to have to constantly battle, and I think he has the ability to do that. I think he did it last night, but I'm very interested to see how he does against better competition and against, you know, good hitters a second and a third time through, how he combats that they're sitting on his fastball, which is fine. Like, they're going to sit on his fastball. It's a great pitch. He throws it a lot, but how's he going to combat that? How's he going to respond to hitters doing that? I think that's the biggest thing for Joe Ryan. But again, I thought he was really good. I thought he pitched very well outside of one inning, and I think he put it all together in those other four innings and really put together a nice debut. And I'm excited to see him in a couple days and see how he responds after that debut. But thank you for listening. Follow me on Twitter at NashWalker9. Follow the show at LockedOnTwins. We'll be back tomorrow for Prospect Friday. Join me then. And again, listen to those two episodes with Matt Brown. I think you're going to enjoy them. Thanks again for listening. Have a great day. Go Twins.